Okay, Rabbi Sai, today is Daf Lamed. We're starting a brand new Perek, Perek Shavuos Ha'edus, the fourth Perek in Masechet Shavuos. Shavuos Ha'edus has a similarity to Yedios HaTumah, as well as Shavuos Bitoy, in the sense that these three are the only times we find in the Torah that a person who violates the inyan of Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshet, or a Shavuos Bitoy, or Shavuos Ha'edus, brings a carbon chatos oile v'yoret. The difference, however, between Shavuos Ha'edus and the other two is that the other two is a v'ne'elam situation. They did it b'shoyeg. Here by Shavuos Ha'edus, even if it's b'meizid, the same halacha applies, that you bring at the end a carbon chatos oile v'yoret. What's a Shavuos Ha'edus? Shavuos Ha'edus means, I know that Yankel knows testimony for me. And I say, Yankel, please, I have it in Torah tomorrow. Please come into Bezdin and say, Eidus. No, I refuse. But I want you to say Eidus. I don't know. I want you to say Eidus. I know that you know Eidus. He makes a Shavua that he's not going to say Eidus. And then afterwards, he has charote b'hizvado, and he says, "Oy vavoy, Itaka should have come in to say Eidus for you." Soon as he's misvado, he has to go and bring his korban chatos oil of the earth.
He says, "It's sure that he will not say Eidus, or sure that he does not know it."
Well, that's why we have a whole parak in Yitzchak. Why you chush megaskim alivei? Yes,
why is it like they say today, yeah, women are different than the women years ago, and therefore they're allowed to do certain things? Why by ages, would you say a woman today is permissible or not permissible?
We're going to start the Mishnah Mazen. Zuk the Mishnah.
Is it psula or not?
We're going to see right now. Shavuos Ha'edus, noyheges ba'anoshim veloy b'noshim. The whole concept and the whole din of Shavuos Ha'edus is only by men and not by women. What's the reason why? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Because by the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edus, it says, v'hu eid, oiro'o, oyoda, imlo yagid, v'nosa avoinoi. V'us might v'hu eid. Person is not born in aid, means that he's roi lahoid bedavar. What means roi lahoid? That he has no disqualifications. And a woman is possibly aidus. How do I know a woman's possibly aidus? Because the pasuk says, the omdu shnehu anoshim lifnehu Hashem. The omdu shnehu anoshim. Shnehu anoshim is referring to men and not to women. We'll see Mirchem more about this in the Gemara. So women are disqualified to go and say aidus. And not only doesn't Shavuos Ha'edus apply to women, it also doesn't apply to Kroivim. Person whose Karev was possibly Ha'edus, the whole din of Shavuos Ha'edus doesn't apply. After all, he's disqualified. Since Berchoikim, Volei B'Kroivim, B'Ksheirim, Volei B'Psulim, what does Psulim include other than Noshim, other than Kroivim? It includes, for instance, a person who Chas V'Shalom is a Gazlon. Gazlon is possibly Ha'edus. So therefore, if he says, Falche Shavuos Ha'edus or Falche Zach, doesn't make a difference, because anyway he's disqualified. And therefore, only those people that are fit to go and be made. And the Gemara is going to ask, haven't we already enumerated all of the disqualified categories? We already disqualified women, we disqualified Kroyim and the Psulim. So who else is left? Ru'uyin Lahoyin, we'll see in the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, Bifnei Bezdin, Vishaloi Bifnei Bezdin. And even mi pi atzmai. What's made the Mishnah Chizhong? The person who wants him to come to be made demands and requests and urges him to be made, regardless of whether this took place in front of Bezdin or outside in the street or in the person's private residence. Makes no difference wherever it is. He said to him, please come and be made. And he makes a shvur that he's not going to be made. Then, and afterwards, it turns out that he sinned by doing that, and he's misvada, he's going to have to bring his carbon. So mi piyatsa means that he makes a shvua on his own, he says, shvua that I'm not going to say Eidus. Period. Nushtikl. O mi piyachayrim, en chayobin ad shiichbu behen bepezdin. However, mi piyachayrim means, you have the same situation. Yankel goes over to Beryl and says, Beryl, I want you to go and say Eidus. No, I'm not going to say Eidus. I want you to say it. No, I'm not going to say Eidus. Are you willing to make a shavua? Are you willing to make an oath, mashbia ani, that you're not going to say Eidus? And he says, yeah. He says, amen, I'm not going to go and say Eidus. Oh, then the halacha is written in the Mishnah. B'piachin mechayov machich b'bezin. This has to take place in front of the bezin. Divrei Reb Meir. We spoke a little bit yesterday at the end of the shir, but he did have to say amen. Didn't have to say amen. But anyway, but the bottom line is, our Mishnah said piachedim. He does not have to. He doesn't have a chiyuv of carbon oil of yared unless this took place in front of bezin. So if outside of bezin, Yankel was mashbia, barely said, you're not going to say Eidus, I'm mashbia you. I impose upon you an oath, and he agrees, then that davka in chayom hashich ben bebezin din remei. Yesterday we said that if he said amen, even shloi bebezin. But our Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't go into that. That was yesterday's Gemara. Din remei. Chomum ayimren bein bepiyatzim and bein bepiyachirim, ein chayom hashich ben bebezin. Chomum say it makes no difference whether it was bepiyatzmoy or bepiyachirim. All of the Shavuos, the Eidus requirement takes place, it has to take place when he was Koyfer Bebezin. Koyfer Bebezin means that he refused to go and say Eidus Mikdash Shavuos in front of Bezin. Aha. And therefore, so what's the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim? Reb Meir holds that Mipi Atzmoy is even outside of Bezin. And the Chachamim say even Mipi Atzmoy, he's only Chayv a carbon oil of the Yerdit on a Shavuos Eidus in Bezin. And the Mishnah continues. V'chayoven al zodin hashvua v'al shigigasa im zodin hu edus. V'ein chayoven al shigigasa. Well, what does all of that mean? V'chayoven al zodin hashvua, says Rashi immediately, by the parasha of Yedir Satoma, and by the parasha of Shmuas Bitoy, each time it says v'nelam, v'nelam. But by the din of Shavuos Eidus, it doesn't say Venelam. He knows what he's doing. He's doing amazing. It doesn't bother him. He makes a Shavu, I'm not saying Eidus. And therefore, that's when you nail him on the Chiev to go and bring the carbon out of the earth. V'al Shigigasa im Zod Na'edus. What does that mean? So if you look at the Rashi, almost halfway down the Amud. V'al Shigigasa im Zod Na'edus shemezidim heim. V'yoidim loy Eidus. They know the Eidus. Avashoyim heim ala carbon. If you remember back on Daf Chof Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara said, I know that what I'm doing is wrong. I know Eidus. I know that I'm not supposed to make a false shvua, that I'm not going to go and say Eidus. I know all about it. The only thing you didn't know was the shoigig of that one has to go and bring a korban at the end of the day. Oh, that thing you didn't know. So then we have by Shavuos Bitoy, and have the same concept over here too. So zok the Mishnah, you're chayev azon nashvua, and you're chayev if you're a shoygig on the inyan of the carbon. But zon naedus, he knew what's going on vis-a-vis the edus. The only time you'd be part of in chayavim al shigigasa. What does that mean, al shigigasa? Next Rashi, im shoygig enheim legamri kisvurim shein yoydun leyedus diachach nizkeru shari anusim heim. So Rashi zokt, since there is no v'ne'alam, so both mezin and shoygig are chayiv by shvuas eidus. Where is their ptar of shoygig? Shoygig is when he's really an onus. What's he's an onus? Yankel comes to balance his barrel. I want you to go and say eidus. You know eidus. You were there on Thursday morning, right after the daf, when I lent money to Shimon, and Shimon never paid me back. I want you to no. I was missing that day. I don't recall that. I don't believe anything. I don't know. I don't recall. Gunish, Megunish, Megunish. You were there. Come on, Ale. I saw you there. Don't you remember? We learned the daf. We started a brand new parak. Nah, I don't remember anything about it. It's you're mistaken. Your imagination is taking you off on the tangents. And Ishtemis, I wasn't there. I'm willing to make a shvur. Good. A week later, he says, you know what? I thought about it, and it was bothering me, and I couldn't sleep at night. I thought it was there. I just forgot. Temporarily, when you get to my kintamana, you and get to my age, you start forgetting such things. I was stuck at it. Ah, so therefore, it was an honest in such a case. Even though he made a shvur, he would be parted from the carbon oil of the earth. Umayin chayoven al zodoin. Here it says, al zodoin hashvur. What would you be chayv in zodin hashvua? Notice it is an aleph of the Vilna Gaon. He takes out the word hashvua. Why does he take out the word hashvua? Because we said two lines ago, chayyav in zodin hashvua, It's not afka a zona shvur dikedin. Any type of zodain laafuke, the case that we just spoke about, the temporary amnesia case where the person forgot. But any type of zodain yechayif. It's not just zona shvur. It's zona edus. Any type of zodain yechayif. That's why he takes out the word hashvur. What are yechayif? A karm oil of the earth, not your normal karm mechatas kavua, nor an osham, nor anything else. It's a karm mechatas oil of the earth, like we had already from the beginning of our parak. That it depends on the person's means. If he's a rich person, he gives a kizbo se'ira. A modest means, he gives the two oifes. And he's a poor fellow, he brings a mincha. Now from here to almost the bottom of the Amud, we're going to have three braises in a row, all of which are going to emphasize the point that men are qualified to be Edom and women are not qualified to be Edom. Mino anamili, how do I know only men? The Tanur Rabban says in the pasuk, "V'om l'shnehu anoshim." Now the pasuk continues on, "Asher lohem hariv lifnei Hashem." Poshib shat in the pasuk. Poshib shat is shnehu anoshim, two men, asher lohem hariv, that have a dispute. They come lifnei Hashem. What means lifnei Hashem? Lifnei hakehanim v'ashoif the meshiyu v'yom mahem. They're going to come in front of the bezin. Elikim mitzav v'adas kel. So the bezin has the shchina there, and therefore the two people are going to come. Those that have the riv, the plaintiff and the defendant. But that's not how the Gemara learns. The Gemara learns from the shnei anoshim is referring to the two edim, as we'll see why, when, where. Edim across the medaber. You're saying it's talking about Edom. Maybe it's talking about the Baldinim themselves, which would be the Poshib Shad. Since the Poshib continues on, the Amdu Shneu Anoshim Asher Lehem Hariv. Hari Baldinim Amr Shteitach Asher Lehem Hariv. Homani Mekayv Yom Shneu Anoshim. What is it? Shneu Anoshim. The Edom Akosim Medaber. And so therefore, the Poshib is really referring to two categories of people. The Om Lishnei Anoshim is referring to the Edim. Asher Lehem Ariv is referring to the Bali Dinim. They, if they have a Shaila, they have a Machloikis, they have to go Lefnei HaKehanim V'Hashoyif to Mashiach B'Yom Mehem. Now the Brisa continues. V'im Nafshech Loimer, and if you're not happy with that Pshat, Nehmer Kan Shnei, V'Nehmer Lahalan Shnei. Here it says Om Lishnei Anoshim. And then there's another Pasuk of Alpi Shnei Edim, Oy Alpi Shloisha Edim Yokum Dover, Mal Alon Be'edim, there it says Befeirish, Alpi Shnei Edim. Is Afkan, when it says Shnei, it means Be'edim. And that's the end of the Brisa. Frank Dimar, Mayim Nafshech Loimer, what Pshat we're asking, and if you're not happy with the pshat that Asher Lehem Ariv is referring to the Bali Dinim and the Shnei Anoshim is referring to the Etim. V'chiteim ha-midlei kosev. V'asher Lehem Ariv. And therefore, kulei krav ha-Bali Dinim ishtoi. Maybe you're going to argue with me and say that textually the pshat that you're saying is flawed. Why is it flawed? Because if it would say take the Omdu Shnei Anoshim and the Asher Lehem Ariv and the Bali Dinim, that would make a lot of sense. But you're telling me there is no and. It just says, Om Nishneu Anoshim, Asher Lehem Ariv. So logically, the words go together. The Om Nishneu Anoshim, the two people that have a dispute, Asher Lehem Ariv, they come with Nei Hashem. So we're not talking about Eidim, we're talking about the Bali Riv from beginning to end of the Pasuk, because there's no Vav. Maybe the whole posse is talking about Balihinim. And we should bear in mind, Rabbi Isai, this pshat is not a forced pshat, because if you look at the context of the psukim, right before this posik, the two psukim before that talk about Edus. If you look in Parashas Devarim, in Parashat Shoftim in Sefer Devarim, it says in the pasuk, "Lo yokum eid echad beish lechol avid al chol chatos." Lo yokum eid echad. Al pishnei eidim, al pishloisha eidim yokum davar. So that's talking about eidim. Next pasuk, "Ki yokum eid chomas beish laanois boy sara." If you have an eid chomas, it means a falsha eid. He wants to cause all types of distortions and problems. So two psukim back to back talk about eidim. You have to have two Edim, Kiyokum Eid Chomas, and then it says, V'om Nishnei Anoshim, Asher Lehem Ariv Lefnei Hashem. Oh, Nishnei Anoshim. Aren't we talking about Edim, Edim, Edim? And so therefore, V'om Nishnei Anoshim tells you, you have to have two kosher Edim, not lo yakim eid echad b'ish, as well as no eid chamas, but rather two anoshim to go and be made. And besides that, ashelem mariv, you also have the baladinim are coming with Hashem, with Hakehan, v'ashoytu. So therefore, in the context of the psukim we're talking about eidim, we had this problem about the missing vav. It should say v'ashelem mariv. No, so we learn of a gzeidah shava, shnei, we're talking about two eidim. Tan Yidach. Now the second price, also very similar. Maybe we're talking about the people that have the riv. Amris. Tell me, only two people come to a din Torah? After all, there might be multiple people that are affected by whatever conduct was there in that transaction. So you could have three people, five people, 10 people, all people that feel aggrieved and are coming to Bezin for judgment. So why, Daki, you talk about only Shnayim? And therefore, it's logical to say that we're talking about the Eidim and not talking about the Balei Dinim. Now, why is it more logical? Because it's a Shnayim that we're talking about the Eidim, because you might have three or four or five people coming to the Din Torah in terms of Balei Dinim. Why don't you say the same thing regarding the Eidim themselves? After all, since the Pasuk says, Al pi shnei Eidim, Al pi shloish Eidim, Yokum Davar, Soi Bazoi, when it says two, maybe Taki means Balei Riv, and it doesn't mean Eidim, because if it means Eidim, why is the Torah only limiting it to two? Talking about Eidim, it could be three, it could be five. In other words, just like the Gemara says, and therefore that's a raya, we're talking about Eidim, what's the raya? V'chishnayim boin lehoyed, shloish ein boin lehoyed. You can ask the same kash the kabi eidim. Al pi shnayim or shloish eidim yakum davar. So there could be three, and there could be five, and there could be 10 eidim too. So what's the raya from the fact that it says two and not three? That we're talking about Eidim and not Balidim. So that's not my kasha. If you look at the second choices from the top of the Amid, Shloisha Ein Boy Ladin, Aval Ibe Eidim Ayri, Osi Shapir. Then it would be okay. The Orcha de Milza, normally, the Kimen de Sagi betray. Once you have two kosher Eidim, the other Eidim say, okay, you don't need me. Why should I even appear? They're only going to ask us toes and kashes. And if I'm going to be apostle, I'm going to go and apostle the other two. What do we need it for? I'll go back to work. You got two kosher Eidim. We're fine. If you have a din Torah, every person who feels aggrieved is going to come to the Beis Din to be able to put in his own two cents and say, hey, rabbis, you didn't hear the full story. I want to go and tell you another wrinkle that they have not addressed. And therefore, the fact that the Torah says Shnei and not three or another number is the Chayr HaRai we're talking about today. In Nafshech Loimeh. And if you're not happy with that, Pshad, Nemekan Shnei B'Malon Shnei, again the same, Gzei Rishav Malalon B'Eidim, that says, Opi Shnei Eidim Yochim Dober Afkan B'Eidim. Maybe when it says we're not talking about literally people, but we're really talking about parties. And there are always two sides to a litigation. You have a plaintiff and you have a defendant. The plaintiff might be 25 people, especially in these massive class actions, you can have thousands of people, but they're all considered to be one monolith, one big plaintiff. And then you might have 100 defendants, but they're all called defendants. And so therefore, maybe we're talking about not Shnei Anoshim, we're talking about 50 or 100 people, but we refer to them as plaintiff and defendant, Toiveya v'nitba, that's what we mean by Shnei Anoshim. Ne'emakan, therefore you have no raya that we're talking about Eidim as opposed to Bali Dinim. Ne'emakan, Shnei, ne'emakan, Shnei, ma'alim be'edim afkan be'edim. Tan Yidach, a third brisa. Again, we start off the same way, v'am the Shnei Anoshim, be'edim akash v'daber, atem be'edim ayenu be'bali dinim. Amris, v'chi Anoshim boy l'din, Noshim ein boys l'din. After all, women may also have tightness against other people, and therefore there's no reason why you couldn't have a woman being a plaintiff, a woman being a defendant. So why would the Torah refer to Anoshim as opposed to people generally, Anoshim or Noshim? And therefore the Chayyim are talking about Eidim. If you're not happy with Epshat, and again, what might have been the reason to undermine the Chayyim? I said, very good. Anoshim, only Anoshim come to Bezin. Women don't come to Bezin. Ishalav orcha. Einachanami, women taket typically do not come to Bezin. Mishim kol kavuda bas melech penima. And therefore, what they would normally do is, they would go and send their tainis with their husband, with their son, with a lawyer, with a shliach, someone to represent them. And therefore, that's why the Torah refers to Shnehu Anoshim, not to exclude Bali Dinim. It includes Bali Dinim. Why did it say Anoshim? Why didn't it include also Noshim? Because Noshim typically don't come. Orcha de Milza. They would normally not come in person. They would go and normally send a Shliach. Aha. It's good. Ijot the Gemara is Freitach Yetz Toysis. If that's the case, maybe the word Anoshim is taka referring to Edim, but it's not excluding Noshim. It's just telling us Orcha de Milza, who normally comes to Bezdin, the men and not the ladies. And just like a woman can go and send a lawyer or a representative to represent her in the litigation, the woman, she'll go and send her shlichus through someone else. She'll send her testimony with Yankel Beryl or Shmerel.
Can that be valid?
Why not?
Because she's you have to hear from the witness himself.
That's what we call Eid Mepiyeh. So that's the Toises of Teretz. If you look at the third Toises from the top, called Kvud Bas Melech Panima Bim Toima. Hashem Nami De'ayde Be'edim. And that's the reason why they're not coming to Bezin. Maybe women are qualified just like men. And that the fact that it only refers to men, because women typically don't come. If they know what's going on, they know testimony, and they were qualified, they would have to come. The Ein Eid, Mipi Eid Kosher. You cannot go and submit your testimony through a third party. You can have a representative, you can have a lawyer go and represent you and produce and provide all of the tannis, etc., etc. However, the gabe testimony, then you got to come personally. So why does the Torah say anoshim? To say only men are qualified to testify and not women.
Well, what does Bezdin do when, because of the facts of the situation, only a woman or an avid or some other party who's normally not qualified to give testimony is the only witness to the event?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's say, in case, going back to Sanhedrin for a second, in a capital case where a woman or an avid sees the facts that would acquit someone,
mm-hmm.
What do they do? How do they not? I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, if it's something where there's a choice. But sometimes, you know, that's the one who saw the Uksatanium was the woman or the other.
You don't have enough kosher testimony to be able to hang the guy or execute the person.
But you'll
have to wait for somebody else to go and start chopping a tree, and then the tree falling on him and killing him by accident.
Okay, all right.
Why?
Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Why is it that in today's literature you find, I'm sure I saw it somewhere, that a woman could be a mashgiach? Hashgach involves edus.
Can she also be a shochet?
No. Wait a minute. Wait. A kol shochet.
A kol shochet.
A kol shochet. Twice the beginning of the Mishnah's Chulin.
So, what the woman do?
Yes, it's all these are excellent questions. But really, we're not talking so much about Edom. Now we're talking about Mashkiach. We're talking about shochet. A different parasha.
Okay. Today they have women doing nikur.
Nikur. Okay.
Nikur involves Edos.
Exactly.
Okay. And this is talked about your slaughterhouse.
I have an answer.
Yes.
The verse says. Bashat Chista, Rabba, said about his wife, Kimi Begavah.
Uh-huh.
She had certain expertise. He's Kimi Begavah. He knew her so well, it was better than other types of testimony.
So they made exceptions. So why is by Niku?
Bashat Chista.
By Niku, they allow women to do Niku.
Because if a woman is going to eat from it herself, you know.
What?
If a woman is doing something for herself, like a woman cooking in
the kitchen. No, she's doing this for business.
No, but she could do it for herself.
No, but why is it accepted to a woman to do this profession?
Any woman who prays a Shabbos meal. Exactly. It's challah. Exactly.
So where do you draw the line?
That's
it. Oh, God.
That form.
Stay on Nosha means you worry. They say today the women. Look, I ask that question so every time. They say the women today are different than women years ago. You make them, you give them jobs, you know, or whatever. So, how come they're different? How come you differentiate?
Rabbi Cohen, I think what you're alluding to is another halacha. Here we're talking about the Nimamanis or the Nefashis in Bezdin. We have to have two Eidim. When it comes to Yisurim, we have a rule, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. How does Eidah, don't you always have to have two Eidah? When it comes to Isser, you believe
so
a person.
Eidah is talking about Isser, or what person, being a Mashkiach, whatever it is, you're dealing with the kosher non-kosher.
Exactly, but that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about financial transactions, or we're talking about Chas HaShom, a capital case. We're not talking about a case of Nikor or about a Kashis. And continuing Vaita, so we have Vaita in the middle of the Braisa. If I'm not happy with the Pshat of Anoshim, meaning Eidim, but rather I'm saying it's Bali Riv, it says men and not women, because Kokluda Basmelach Panima, Nemakat Shnei, Benamkam Shnei, Malalon be Eidim, Afkan be Eidim. So we finish three braises all saying the same thing, that when it says the Loshin Hapasim Om Dishnei Hu Anoshim, it's referring to Eidim, and only men are qualified and women are not qualified to say Eidis in Tanuba. Mitzvah lebali dinim sheyamdu. I see from this pasuk that the two bali dinim, when they're appearing in front of the bazin, they should stand. Now, even though we just got finished saying a moment ago that the shnei hanoshim is not referring to the bali dinim, it's referring to the eidim. So why are we saying that v'om du shnei hanoshim is referring to the bali dinim? So Rashi, right on the right hand side, said mitzvah lebali dinim sheyamdu to'akra. In other words, don't focus only on the word Shnei Anoshim, focus on the Omdu, put Shnei Anoshim in parentheses, Ashelehem Ariv. The people that are Bali Dinim, they have to stand. What about the Edom? Do they also have to stand?
Sure.
We will Mitchem deal with that on the Omud base. But at this point, we're all talking about the Bali Dinim themselves. The Omdu, they also have to stand. Ajay Jok de Tane Kam. Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit mekel. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Shemati Shemrat Eloish Veshnayim Oishivim. If the Bezdin wants to be nice to the Bali Riv, the Bali Dinim, they could say, gentlemen, please take a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. I should be Omdu. So to be Huda, Ezeu, also, you know what is prohibited. We don't want there to be a perception that the Bezin is favoring one side over the other. So if the Bezin is going to allow one person to sit and say, but you got to stand, or allows the other person to give an argument in front of the Bezin for half an hour, and the other guy only 5 minutes, and such is 202 colors, see it?
No, it's yes. Nothing coming up.
Nothing coming up? Okay. Alright?
Why don't you turn it on high?
Put it on high. Okay. It's on high. It can't go any higher. You can get a second heater if you like. But at the moment, it's on high. Anyway, Shizhokia, it's in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Iker Kepeda is not to go and find or to show a perception of favoritism towards one over the other, because then the other person, says Rashi, yistatmu dvarav. He is going to be so upset about the fact that the Bezin seems to favor the other guy, and he figures, this is a lost case, there's no way I'm ever going to go and win it, and therefore he will not fully explain all of his positions, and he's going to lose. So don't do that. So Ligami Bali Dinim, we have a machloikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not they have to stand or whether you can allow them to sit. It's Tanabat. Mitzedek Tishbaram Yisecha. Shloi Echad Yoshev Yechad Oymet. Tzedek is referring to the Bezdin. When you pass in a din Torah, do it Tzedek with righteousness. What means with righteousness? Don't have one sit and one stand. Echad Medavakot Tzorch Yechad Oymelik Tzad Varecha, because it shows a perception of favoritism. Tovarachet. I have nothing to do with a bezin. It's talking about every person. When you see a person walking down the street and he seems to be doing something that you're not happy with, then don't automatically judge him unfavorably. You should judge him favorably. Don't be choshed in bavera, because after all, it might very well be that he's doing within halacha. You just don't understand what's going on. You don't know the circumstance. To be done as chavercha the kapschus. Zokti more vayte Tony Rav Yosef b'tzedek tishma hamisecha im sheitcha b'toyer b'mitzis hishtadel l'doinei yofer. The word amischa is, I'm saying im sheitcha. The word amnisoi means your colleague, your fellow friend, your acquaintance. Is b'tzedek tishma hamisecha. So dash is Rav Yosef im sheitcha b'toyer b'mitzis, someone that is more or less equivalent to the dayanim in Torah v'mitzvahs, meaning that he's also a Talmud Chacham, Yishtad L'Doinei Yofer, go and give him priority only in terms of listen to his machloikis first before you take up the other in Torah on the docket. In other words, it's Thursday morning, Bezdin is open, there are 20 cases in front of them, and each one wants to be heard first because everybody wants to go home. They don't want to have to stand there all day. And one of the Balidinim happens to be a Choshev Talmud Chochem. You go and give him priority to listen to his Din Torah first, and when the Din Torah is over, then you go and take the people that are not such Talmidei Chochem. Mara tells us a real life story that manifests this rule. Rav Ula bereider of Eloi, havlidina kameder of Nachman. Rav Ula was coming in front of Rav Nachman for a din Torah. Sholach le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sent a letter to Rav Nachman, and he told Rav Nachman, "I want you to know, one of the litigants, Ula, Rav Ula bereider of Eloi, chavireinu, our friend, our colleague Ula, Amis betoyu v'mitzis. Amis comes from the word." He's a colleague of other B'Torah Mitzvahs. In other words, he is a Talmud Chach. So Rav Nachman heard this, or read this. Why did he go and send me this letter? Rashi says, maybe I should go and flatter him. In other words, maybe I should try to find in his favor. Chulil, of course not. Rav Yosef wouldn't send a letter to me saying, give Ula a presumption of winning just because he's a Talmud Chacham. So that cannot be. Hold on, and therefore Rav Nachman said, I know why he sent it to me. L'mishra b'tigre, says the bottom. Rashi, kide parishis, in bardin ache lefanai efsek ezet chile. To give his din Torah priority because he's a Talmud Chacham. Let the Amaratzim wait online, and he goes first. Like we just said, because the Tzedek Tishbara Misecha Im she'idcha b'tayim mitzvahs inami, or maybe another reason. L'shuna d'dayin. What's my shuna d'dayin? He explains Rashi at the top that there are rare situations where the dayin really cannot prove anything based on the evidence in front of him, and therefore he has to use what we call judicial discretion as to what he thinks is ethical and moral and right and all the rest. And therefore, says Rav Nachman, he probably was telling me that if I don't have sufficient proof either in favor of or against Ula, I should assume that Ula is the right person, that he's correct. Probably he deserves to be found zakai b'din. Amar Ula, that we said in the Amar Aleph, whether or not the Baladinim have to stand, or if Yehuda says they can sit, everybody agrees, there's no machloikis, even if Yehuda would agree, the Edom have to stand. Om Ravuna, Machloikis Bishas Masu Matan. This holds the Machloikis is only during the Masu Matan. Again, the Machloikis is referring to the Machloikis of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, Legavi Balidinim. That's during the Masu Matan, during the give and take, the deliberations in Bezin. Abishas Kmardin, when the Bezin is ready to go and issue their Psak, Divri Akol Dayanim Bishiva Balidinim Bamidin. At that point, the Dayanim sit, and the Balidinim have to stand to listen to their fate or to the verdict in this entire Dachsid. Because it says the Pasuk, V'yesha Moshe Lishpat Asom, V'yamid Om, and they all stood in Miboikir Adarv. So we see that V'yesha Moshe was sitting Lishpat Asom during the being Shofet, and the Gemara is assuming that means when he's deciding, the Psaktin, he is sitting, V'yamid Om, and they're standing. Lishnachrinna is identical to this first Lashon. The only thing is the proof of this memra that we just had. And you notice it goes word for word the same. Just like we had Ravuna Machloikis, Ukimar Lishnachrina, Machloik Bishas Masum Matin, Abishas Kmar Din, Divya called Yonam Bishiva, Obaladin and Bamida, exactly like we had before. Now what's the proof? The proof before was about Moshe Rabbeinu. Here the proof of the Lishnachrina is the Edim Kigmar Din Dumble. After all, as far as the Edim are concerned, their testimony is like the Gemar Din, in the sense that after they finish their testimony, they could go home. We don't need them any longer. If we have follow-up questions, we can call them back. But they're done. That they have to stand during their testimony. That's the Gemar Din. And then they're dismissed. Mashenkin, the Gabi, the Bali Dinim, the two litigants, as far as they're concerned, they're the final Gemar Din is at the time of the issuance of the verdict. So just like the Eidim, when they're finished their business, is their Gemar Din, when they're testifying, that's when it's over and they leave, they have to stand. Same thing applies to the Baladinim, at the end of the Din Torah, they have to stand. See, Mara tells us a story Dibis is Rav Huna. Dibis is Rav Huna is the wife of Rav Huna. And Rashi tells us Rav Huna had already passed away. So therefore the Dibisa was really the almana of Rav Huna. How will the Dina come with Rav Nachman? She had a dintor before Rav Nachman. And she was coming. The reason why Rashi said that Rav Huna passed away, because presumably we would say Kol Kavuda Bas Melech Benima, she would have sent her husband Rav Huna, or her, or somebody else. The fact that she came is a siman that Rav Huna passed away, and perhaps she didn't have fun for anybody else. So anyway, so she came now herself before Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman said, what should I do now about this standing issue that we just had? Hey, Chinam! When she comes into Bezin, I should really stand for her, because the Gemara is going to tell us in two more lines, Eishes Chover Ki Chover, and just like you stand up for Talmud Chochem, you should stand up for an Eishes Chover as well. So when she comes in, if I'm going to stand up, and the other litigant is going to see how I stand up, Mistatman Tanase de Baldina. Then the other Baldin, the other Tzad, is going to say, oh, look at the kavod that Rav Nachman shows this lady. I'm a goner. There's no way I'm going to win this din Torah. And therefore, mistatman tanosi.
How do you translate mistatman?
Mistatman means fashtopt. Fashtopt means that the person will close his mouth and will not reveal and disclose all of his positions because of the fact that he is afraid he's going to lose anyway. Why should he waste his time? And he'll be depressed by the whole situation. If I do not stand up for her, then I got a problem. I have a chiyuv to stand up. To stand up for Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up for the lady too. So therefore he said, Omalei v'shami told the Shabbos, Tzei v'evrach olai bar avza, v'sho di'ilavoi v'yekam. You know what? Go and throw me a bar avza. Now the art scroll says a bar avza is a gantz. A gantz means a goose. They talk to say a goose. A goose in Yiddish is a gantz. However, Jastrow says that avza is a goose. A bar avza is a kachke. Kachke means a duck. So either it's a goose or a duck. It's from one of that family. And go and throw it to me. Because when that's going to happen, instead of my ducking from the goose or the duck, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand up to avoid it hitting me, presumably, or maybe to catch it. Say, go and throw me that bar avza, throw it, the eikum, and I'll stand up. Oh. And therefore, by standing up, it won't be nicker that I'm standing up for the young lady, for Nebuch, for the almana. They'll assume I'm doing it because I want a duck from the duck. The only thing is, however, the Gemara Maseches Kedushin says that you're only mekayim the din of kima for a Talmud Chacham if it's a kima sheyesh bo hidur. If people can tell that the reason why you're standing up is because you want to go and show respect. If the reason why he's standing up is because of the baravza, so he has defeated his own cause. The whole thing he wants to go do is show respect for this lady, for this alman of Rav Huna. He's not showing respect. He's ducking from the duck.
It's two priorities. It's priority, this priority of not stopping up the other baldin.
Zayit. So Toises says that what he was trying to do is not so much being mekayim the din of the eishes chaver harik chaver of being mekayim the kima. He wanted to avoid the isur of not standing up and not being mekayim this mitzvah of if they say the talk of the adad ben izakin. He didn't want to be oiver. I have a way of not being oiver. Throw the duck at me, I'll stand up and I won't be oiver. So even if I won't be mekayim the mitzvah of giving hidur because of the consideration, because of the other baldin, but at least I won't be oiver the issur. If you look at the third diocese from the top, there's no kim of hidur over here, like we have in Kiddushim. At least he won't be over the issur. At least he was able to take away any potential issur. Talking more about it. Getting back to the Gemara, machlokes b'shas masa matna b'shas gemara din de be'akoyl the yonim b'yeshiva b'alidina b'amida. That all works when she walked in initially. Okay, she walked into the bezin shtibol. I'm not going to stand up until he throws that duck at me, and then I stand up. Okay, that works. But what happens now at the end of the bezin, at the end of the deliberations when we're about to issue the verdict? The dayanim have to sit and they have to stand. So he's not allowed to stand. The shteitach the yonim b'yeshiva. And he can't tell her to sit. Paladina Bamida. What's it all say? So you want the Yosef Kiman the Shari Mesani. What he would do is he would stoop. He would be kind of crouching in between, not fully standing, not fully sitting, like at the edge of his seat, as if he was tying his shoes. Shorim Misani means to tie one's shoes or to untie the shoes. The Omer, and at that point he said, Ish Ploni Ato Zakai, Ish Ploni Ato Chayv.
So to stand up for someone, is it the whole time you're in their presence, or only initially when you encounter them?
It's initially, but after that, when that person is standing, then you're not supposed to sit whilst that person is standing. So either have both of you sit, or both of you got to stand. But not that he should be standing and she should be standing and you be sitting. So therefore Rashi says that you go and loy oimid v'lo yoshev. You see Rashi about halfway down the omid, the yosef kolimat loy oimid v'lo yoshev el ka'odim shiyater her tzu min asandri. It's like a person opening up the ritzua, the shoelaces from his shoes, from his sandals.
Why do they make an exception? They say when the person talks to you, you should stand up. You shouldn't sit when he talks to you.
Exactly.
So how do you know when to sit and when not to sit?
If it's an Odom Choshev, you certainly have to stand.
No,
but a lot of people are Makbid. For every person, they stand up so that you don't have to worry about it. He's an Odom Choshev. Not Odom Choshev,
you stand up. For behavior, you shouldn't sit when somebody talks to you.
Weissish. Anyway, when I was a young associate, I had just come out from yeshiva not too long ago. Every time a partner came into my office, I always stood up for him. And then afterwards, they told me later years that the partners at the partners meetings, they would say, boy, this guy, Redder, wow, what a strange fellow. Every time we walk in, he always stands up and shows what respect. Wow, oh, 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 oh. They weren't accustomed to that type of
conduct.
They it certainly added to their feelings of self-esteem.
I'm very sorry. When I was growing up in day school, mm-hmm. when the principal came in, everybody stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And I no longer see this. It's very. It's to me. It's a tremendous loss
mm-hmm.
that kids don't know that when the principal comes in, everybody should stand up. It's
the woman is a little bit difficult.
No. They should stand up as a matter of principle. Exactly.
I remember 15 years old.
Yeah, and I think it would be a good idea that they should pledge allegiance to the flag and things like that too.
My father was approaching the Mashgiach to the Miri Yeshiva, first of all. So he's sitting facing my father. My father's walking, but he got up.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't wait till my father gets so close to him.
Right.
So as he's approaching, he got up to face my father. I was covered.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, continuing on the Gemara, Zokhi Moriah Tvaita. That erased said. We met Chingiz Zokhi. He was sitting, not standing and not sitting, but he was saying those words. Good. Zokhi Moriah Tvaita. Omer Abba Barafuna. Middle of the Omer. Omer Abba Barafuna. Haitum Rabbanan. The Amoritz. Islu Dina Bale Adodi. You have now Tan Chochem together with an Amoritz. They are having a Dintoida one against the other. Moisvin Le Tum Rabbanan. Uli Amoritz. Nami Amin Le Tif. We tell the Talmud Chacham, you can sit down. This is even talking at the time of the Gemar Din. We tell him you can sit down. And we tell the Amoritz, you can also sit. The Ikari, however, if the Amoritz wants to stand, less than what, that's already his business. You know, we can't force a person to sit. We just give him the Eitzah, and we give him the benefit, and we tell him, you can sit down together with the Talmud Chacham. So from this Gemara, you see that by Talmud Chacham, there is leeway in the rules, and we allow him to go and sit. Based on this, all the Rishonim ask, so what was the problem with the Almana of Rav Huna? That the Gemara said that Rav Nachman had to go and stand, and not standing and not sitting, but crouching and stooping, as if he's tying his shoes, untying his shoes. Why did he just simply say to the Rebbetzin, to the Almana of Rav Huna, please take a seat, and you other litigants, you also sit down.
Right.
The Chor, that would have been a very good answer. So that's not my kasha. Tois already asked this question. Look at the next Tois is number 4. Why don't we do like it says later on? The Esi the Kavod Torah Adif. V'hachanami Esi the Kavod Torah Shoyis Eishe Chaver. Let's go and have her sit. So skip to the end of Toises. So Toises Oishema Ein Bi Eishes Chaver Li Achamisa Esi the Kavod Torah Adif. We're saying is even though we said Eishes Chaver Harik Chaver, maybe it doesn't go to that full notch of Mamish Eichaver, and therefore this Gemara when it says that Moisvin Alei the Tzumer Rabbanan, that we allow the Talmud Chacham to sit down, even though there's a din of Yomdu, they should be standing, like we had, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoit Yisra'am, Vayamay the Am, they should be standing. However, there's a overriding Asay of Kavod HaTorah, and we say, Talmud Chacham, you can sit, you don't have to stand, but that may only apply to the Chaver himself, not to the Eishes Chaver. Eishes Chaver is still kind of one degree below the original. It's only Kichover, not the Chover Mamish. And so therefore, yes, Still, they have to stand for her. But to go and say that they can go and sit the time of the Gemara Din, Doshanisht, they should really both be standing. That's going to give me, Rav Nachman, a problem since I want to sit down. So therefore, it'll be Eina Oymid Ve'Eina Yoshev. Anyway, so the Gemara, the Mefarshim, talk about this in you. Getting back to Gemara, Zoki Mori Yetzvaitim. Rav Bar Sharvi Havali Din Lekami the Papa. Rav Bar Sharvi had a Dentoyer before the Papa. Oisvei. They allowed him to sit for Yisuf Nam the Baldinai, and they allowed also his Baldin, who apparently was an Amoritz, to also sit down. They said Tim Nezatz. Also Shlich LeBeidina, the Shliach Bezdin came, bought Ashbei, he gave him a kick. The Oikman Amoritz, and the Amoritz stood up as a result of that kick. For the Omalei Rapapa Tiv, and Rapapa Lechoyle should have told him, no, you can take a seat. Why don't you sit down? Thank you, my Echad Abed Hachi. Aye, how can you do that? But mistat and tanase. Didn't we say before that mistat and the tainis? This Gemara is not that clear because we're talking already at the time of the verdict. It's the time of the verdict. What tanis are there? So apparently what the Gemara is saying is that even when the Bezin is issuing its verdict, each party can still say, Bezin, one second. You don't realize. You know, you didn't understand what I was saying, etc. They can still voice their opinions. It's not as if their mouths are totally sealed.
Why do you say it's the time of the Bardin? In the story, I don't see anything as a...
Because we said, Bishas, the deliberations, you can always sit. There's never a problem. Only Chiyav is at the time of the final verdict, and everybody has to stand. And here we're giving preference to the Talmud Chacham to sit, and this fellow, the Shliach Bezin, gave him a kick, you better stand up. So we start in Tanasi. Amar Papa! Not a problem. Meimer Omar Il Ha'oisvan Shlicha says her papa, the reason why I didn't tell him to stand up again is because I'm looking into his mind. He knows that I previously said to both of the Balidinim, both to the Choshev Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Sharvia, as well as to the other litigants, I told him, Tiv, you can go and sit. The fact that Ishliach Bezin gave him a kick is because the Limafayis, you know, apparently they're having some personal dispute where the Shliach Bezin doesn't like him, and therefore he gave him a kick. But it has nothing to do with me. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the judge. I told them both to sit, so that's not my concern. What happens if the second litigant, the Amoritz, comes in a drop late? The Tzumer Rabbanon is a drop early. He shouldn't sit there in front of the Dayan, schmoozing with him or talking with him, or even, right, says Rashi, even if he is silent. Because when the other litigant comes in, he says, uh-oh, they've already fixed the whole decision. I see they've already discussed all of the tainus. I am cooked. I'm never going to win this case.
His goose
is cooked even without throwing the goose. Right. Good. Anyway, so the point is that you should not, each time when you have two litigants, they are not supposed to speak to the Bezin in advance of the litigation. That's what we call an ex-party communication. Rather, they should always speak in front of each other, so each one hears the other one's time. That's only when this Talmud Chacham, who came to the Bezin, is not a Talmud of the Dayan, and he doesn't have a Chavrusah Shat with him. If every day they learn together anyway, the Chavrusah, they learn the Daf, every day between 9 and 9:30, and now the other litigant walks at 9:30, he sees that they're together, the less limbo. Then that's not a problem, because Meimar would be in the Torah. Oh, they're having their shir, their chavrusa shav together, like usual. That has nothing to do with the din Torah, so that will not cause him to be mistatim tanasim. V'yom rabba ravun, haitzum rabbanim, the yod v'sadusa, v'zila v'milza l'meza l'bei daino, the zutermine. You have a bezdin, and that bezdin is of three rabbis, who are not chief rabbis, they're kind of minor league rabbis. And the person who's being called as an aide, he's a major league rav. Sepastim gunish to go and appear in front of those other rabbis. Nishke grois tamid echon. Ishtei tazdo, nochem, haitzum erabam diyod v'sedusa. He knows aides. Vezil ben milts is pasnish l'meikul v'edayna de zutim minei la'sudei kamei. They happen to be much lower in halachic status than him, that he should go and be made in front of them. He has no chiyuv to go. Doesn't say that he is not allowed to go, but lazily he has no obligation to go because they are lower in terms of status. We learned the same concept back in Masechtas Bum Metziah. Even though, of course, it's a din that a person, when he sees an aved in the street, and harsh of the shivim, you have to go and return the aveda. But when happens is matzah sakli kuba vein darka litoil. When happens to be a choshev etamid chocha, my grace yuri shemayim and el teriid. Sepastish is olach kerim shlepin metzak ikupa. Harzeloyito, as the Gemara said, was over there. It says v'yisalam to behem pa'omim she'atim misalim. Sometimes you're allowed to be misalim after all. Was zoktir?
No.
Zokti Gemara. So ibazoy. The same thing applies over here too. That if this talmid chacham who is an aid, if he's being summoned in front of a bezin of lower status, he doesn't have to appear. Ein dar kalito spasnish. It's not lefi kvoide. So the more behind him in the, that's only when the discussion, the dispute, is the gabi
get aid. What do you call?
Yeah.
If you do see something and you don't want to say, it's another.
Yeah, that's the din of the shua sayes. But that's in general. There are exceptions to the rule, and the exception over here is if this is such a choshev etamid chacham, and the bezin are not such choshev etamid chachamim, then he doesn't have to appear. But that's only going to be moments. Avisura, if we're talking about chas v'shomen iser, like Rashi says, a lady is coming in front of the bezin for purposes of remarriage. Otherwise, she's chas v'shomen going to be an aguna chulil v'chas. What's it then? Here we don't go and say, nope, nishtan kovid is pasnish. You have to go and help out the situation because chalil v'chas, this lady is going to remain niguna. Go and help out and be made, even though the three rabbanim on nish can digress to tam dicham. Says Yimur Harabim, Havel Yogale Sedusa Limar Zutra. He knew Aedis from Mazutra. Osla kam de Maimon, he came in front of Amaimon. Usvinu the Kulu. And Amaimon allowed them all to sit. How are you letting me sit? And the whole machlokes and the Umar al between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda was only the guy with the Balindinim. But by Edom, everybody agrees that they have to stand and do shteita choisvinu lekulub. Amalei hay esav hay esay. Esay the covered atayra is odiv. Avad is an essay of the Umdushne anoshim that Edom have to stand. But there's also an SF coming out Teira. Lefnei Seva Tokum. Vodar Tabrei Zokei. In Zeh Shekona Chochma. Which one of the two S's is takes priority? The S is coming out Teira. Takes priority. Therefore, he can go and sit. Turn about. Menayim Lidayin Shal Yase Sanigroin. Sanigoroin Lidvar.
It takes priority, or you can do whatever you want. You can do which one you want.
Well, the Gemara says over here that he told him. That's what he told him.
He picked that one over that one, but it could be that he could have picked the other one too.
But the Gemara says, Esa the Kovar Teir order. It sounds like that there's an adif is built in to this Esa the Kovar Teir. Turn about. Menayim Lidayin Shal Yase Sanigroin Lidvar. Now we know that Sanigor is a defense attorney, right? That you have one is the prosecutor, one is the defense attorney. So here says, you have a dayan who knows that he messed up. He knows that he forgot that Chivas Rav Kiva Eiger, Chivas Noida Behida, Chivas Rav Hida Osad, Chivas Noida Behida, whatever it happens to be. And now he wants to somehow try to do a cover-up. And therefore he tries to find from left field, perhaps from Einer from Australia, the number he ever heard of. He says, yo, he holds like me, and that's stuck in the right shot. So this Sanigra means he's trying to go and conceal the fact that he made a mistake by trying to bring all types of rayas, which are shvacha rayas.
A cover-up!
Look at the Rashi. L'yasa Sanigra and Lidvarev. About 10, 12 lines on the bottom. Imdon din v'libay noik v'loyme shehu toyeh. He himself, his heart is palpating. And he's saying, ich meinicha yamachtu atois. Don't automatically, your nature would be, you try to go and find proof that what you said originally was true. No. Because a person has busha, and the person should forget about his own self-esteem, he should forget about his own COVID, and he should be willing to go and say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. And the look is XYZ, not like I said originally. How do I know? Stay away from the Vashek and do the best you can. It should be La Mita. And similarly, when they are sitting at Din Torah, explains Rashi, the normal custom was that they would have a Talmud sitting there. Why? Because after they heard all the tainus from both sides, even though the Dayan figures that he knows the psak, but it's always a git to duch to shmuzen. Even it says by the Heilige Beshefer, Kaviyochel, the Rabbi Nishalelem was asked the Pamalia Shamata, Nasa Odom Mitzalmenu. So, Dr. Rashi and Chumash, was Nasa Odom? Even though Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't need to ask the Malachim, they didn't need to ask permission from anybody. But you learn a Derech Eretz, you should always be Shoyel and Nimlach, the Pamal Yishol Mata. See, here too, the Dayan takes along a Talmud, so that after they hear the different shittas back and forth, the different arguments, the different positions, Eshmus Tadoch mit the Talmud might remind him, oh, Rebbe, don't you remember Shivas Chum Soifer? Don't you remember this Rambam? Don't you remember the Tirizor? Don't you remember Prima Gudim? Etc., etc. That's all good if the Talmud is a Talmud Chochem. But if he's going to go and take a Talmud Bur, a Talmud Olam Ma'uretz, if anything, he's going to dray Makop and he's going to go and tell him the wrong psak. And therefore, Talmud Loim, how do you know not to have such a Talmud? Midvar Sheketich. I mean, I'm the Dayan Shiyadei L'Chavei Shu Gazan. He knows that the other Dayan sitting next to him on this Bezdin tribunal is a Gazan. V'chein Eid Shiyadei B'Chavei Shu Gazan. One Eid knows about the other Eid that he's a Gazan. I mean, actually, Tharif Imoy, how do you know that you should stay away? He knows that there's something crooked going on over here. But the two Aden came and they said X, Y, and Z, but the Dayan knows that this smells, it smells very fishy. After all, the two Aden swore, and they swore on a stack of Bibles, or even without the stack of Bibles, but the point is, they said everything that they were supposed to, they answered all the questions. It seems on the surface that the Aden that they said is correct, but I know that the thing smells. I'm going to pass them like the Edom say, and if it turns out that I was right and they are Gazlonim, these Edom, no, it'll be their problem, not my problem. After 120, Kadosh Baruch will have Tanis on them.